Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Today is a special day. I didn't bring this up during the regular old show because didn't really feel the right time to bring it up. But today is National Morning Host Day for TV and radio.
I'm right.
Happy Morning Show Host Day.
TV and radio.
Yep. Which I think is great, giving us our own day, you know, to celebrate us and the stuff that we do for people. Like, where else would you get the traffic and weather and news and all that? Where else would you get that? You think you can get that on your phone?
Nope.
You wouldn't have that without the morning shows. Get out of here. And then there was a website that they talked about the best national morning show TV hosts. And that's some meteorologist on the Weather Channel, Kelly Cass. I don't know.
On the Weather Channel, that's the best morning host?
Mm-hmm. And then they said Natalie Morales from The Talk.
It's kind of midday, but
Amy Robach,
yeah, who's no longer on.
Mm-hmm. She's not on morning television, is she?
No,
quit so. In disgrace. No.
Fired. Hoda, Jane Pauley, Jenna Bush.
Wait, Jane Pauley?
Yeah, she has some shows.
CBS This Morning, doesn't she do CBS This Morning?
Well, maybe. She's been on TV forever. Yeah.
I don't know. It's all a bunch of communists.
Jenna Bush is with Hoda.
Yeah. And Michael Strahan.
Okay,
get out of here.
These are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And then there was some website that did the funniest radio morning shows in the country. The old Ace and TJ Show came in at number 25.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Which was not great if you see some of the ones that came in above us.
Well, out of how many?
Oh, like every morning show
hundreds
in the country.
Hundreds and hundreds?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not too bad. 25 out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
Could be worse.
It could be worse. You could be in the triple digits.
Or not even on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Could be not even on the list.
The best morning host is the host of the Weather Channel. Who watches the Weather Channel in the morning?
Or yeah, who's taking the survey? That's
Hey, give me a break. I'm sure she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And charitable and wonderful.
But those Weather Channel fans, I mean, they are, I mean, they're like the Claymates.
Are they?
Yeah, they are into the Weather Channel. It's like they can't do anything without it. So yeah, it was the funniest radio morning show was the category. Yep.
Well, come on.
Some of our friends are high up on the list here. Heidi and Frank.
Mm-hmm.
They're our friends in LA. Mm. Let's see. Don't know these people. Don't know these people. Free beer and hot wings are on the list.
They're free friends beer and of hot ours. Wings? Yeah, those are your friends?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I like that name.
Free beer and hot wings? Dave Ryan from Minneapolis. Who's no, wait, hold on. We're not at 25. We're farther down than that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We're... Ooh, I'm still going.
Oh, no. We might be triple digits.
I thought it was 25.
Maybe let's just not say it.
That one's called the AJ Show. Maybe that's what I was looking at. I thought it was ours.
Oh, this is not good.
Oh, yeah, here we are. It was close, 25 to 54. The actual number is
54. Oh.
Top 100, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, still double digits. Okay. I liked 25 better.
Mm-hmm.
Than
that. Yeah.
Right. Who's the number one?
Some bullshit.
Some show called Preston and Steve.
I've never even heard of Preston and Steve. They don't sound very funny if you ask me.
No.
Preston.
Preston.
I like the name Preston.
Preston. Where are they from?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know they're not that funny.
But it's good just to be nominated. But I swear, when I checked this list this morning, we must have dropped since I checked it.
When did you check it? Just
about,
yesterday?
No, today at about 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Someone said something today that dropped us on the list. Who was it?
Yeah, because some new votes came in or something. Because I'm pretty sure that when I first looked at it, that Heidi and Frank were number one.
That's probably Rob.
It's probably Rob that brought us down.
Because he's such a curmudgeon.
Yeah, he said he hates Christmas, mm-hmm. So people were like, nope, not funny.
I hate Christmas and nice
We have
waiters.
Two people on our show that hate Christmas. Of course, they're not funny. They hate Christmas. They got two people. So.
Man.
We almost had it.
Didn't we almost have it all?
Well, you know what? The good news is there's only one way to go. That's straight up.
Mm-hmm. Or, there are a bunch of morning shows in the country. And to be the 54th funniest, I mean.
It's an honor.
Yeah.
Is there a trophy for that? 54th place?
It's a sort of ribbon.
I think we did drop down because you can still vote on it, and I'm sure that all of these shows went on the air this morning and told people to go vote for them and all.
So our people got to go vote for us then, tell them.
We don't do that kind of stuff. So I just want to make sure that I wasn't going crazy. But earlier this morning, we were number 25.
Damn.
Yeah. But you're right, though. Once they heard Rob being a dick this morning, he's not
bailed out.
Ace and Rob hate Christmas.
You can't like a show like that, especially with Christmas right around the corner.
Yeah. Exactly. If they hated Christmas in February, that'd be different.
Exactly.
But not when it's just right around the corner, damn it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Ugh. You guys suck. Could have been 25th.
And you know what else? Puppies. Hate them.
Mm-hmm. Riggins could probably do a social media post with the link to go vote and would probably push us back up the list.
Riggins, do
back.
It. Okay. Let's at least get to number 10.
It's funnier being down the line, down the list.
Yeah,
we might fall more and more though. You got to check tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, there's no. I mean, now.
you hear the sound of glass breaking. It's because we just fell completely off.
Yeah, we're not even on the list tomorrow.
We'll be on, you know, number one on the radio morning shows that hate Christmas.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, God, who beat us? Jenna Bush.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. She's funnier?
Amy Robach, that's not even on anymore.
Doesn't even work anywhere.
The Weather Channel chick.
Yeah. Hmm. Devastating.
Are all the Weather Channel women... meteorologists and all, are they all pregnant still? Because they used to be, every time you turn on the Weather Channel, one of them was pregnant.
I couldn't even tell you a single personality other than Steve Cantore or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Never watched a minute of the Weather Channel.
Yeah, I used to watch it a lot more before, you know, you could get that stuff on your phone. You know, turn on the Weather Channel. And we would have to, In the radio, we would have to get the updated weather from the Weather Channel, and we'd have to stand in front of the screen and wait for it to pop up your local forecast, because it wasn't, you know, you couldn't just get it. You had to stand there and wait on it and then write it down real fast. Couldn't take a picture of it because, you know, they didn't have, there were cell phones, but they didn't have cameras on them, and not everybody had one.
I'd just lick my finger and stand on the porch and...
Yeah, I told y'all that dumbass that I got, you know, was my immediate boss at the first radio station job I ever had in Winfield, the local station, my hometown, used to try to get me to run out into the radio station yard when it was raining and check every hour to see how much rain had fallen. He had a little measuring, you know, little tube out there that measured rainfall. And he's not looking. I'm just writing that shit down. I'm not going out there in the rain. Are you kidding me? It wasn't for any kind of legal documents or anything. It's just because he wanted to keep up with it, so he thought that people were interested in that.
So you had him lying on air?
Yeah.
Who gives? No, I was lying on air. I wouldn't know because I wouldn't even say any of it. Okay. When he was doing his show, he would run out there and get it. And he'd look like a goofball running out in the rain. Looking at that thing and see, okay, it's been like an eighth of an inch, dumping it out, putting it back in its little holder to catch more rain. Like, damn.
And even with that information, what am I supposed, it's an eighth of an inch of rain is falling. Is that a lot or a little? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that, I still don't know.
Well.
Tell me if it's raining just, hard outside. Right. That's, and, that, I understand that.
And that's the thing. It's just information. So the person can say, I'm giving you everything. And this is interesting to some people. And so. And we'll give you all of it. So then, and I think this is the way it is now. If you listen to the radio and they give a weather forecast, all they'll say is chance of showers this afternoon. But that doesn't tell you anything either. So is it a 10% chance or is it a 90% chance? And they don't really get into percentages on the radio. So why bother? Why even say it unless you know you're just saying it's going to be sunny all day.
Sunny and 77.
Mm-mm-mm. But yeah, I wasn't running out of the damn rain. I was like,
That's why you're 54.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
Unless something you're 50, we
were at least 51. If I'd have done the rain gauge right, we made it to 51.
You could have cracked the top 50.
If someone asks, tell them it's more than a little funny. It's extra funny. More of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks, all new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/Omaha. See site for details.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at tjriggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, Extra Funny, and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Here is your Extra Funny secret word for Wednesday, September 27th. Caramel. Again, that secret word is caramel. If you're not a member of Ace TJ Prime yet, go to our app and join today. or go to acetj.com/prime. The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings, too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video. Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Neogenics presents the Extra Funny Podcast. Find out more about Neogenics at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
Rob's laughing because I was just reading a sentence that our business manager, Adam, wrote to me, and I was trying to see if anybody else understood what the hell he was talking about.
Can we get a translator?
I don't know what that means.
Google is 25 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Google.
Oh, nice.
Happy birthday.
Google's been around 25 years.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Y'all old as hell.
Yep. I used to ask Jeeves before I asked Google.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yep. I asked him lots of questions.
And I was like, who's this old white man you're talking to? Jeeves.
It's Jeeves.
I used web crawler. That's how old I am.
Yeah, you old.
Web crawler?
Yeah, that was a search engine a long time ago.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
And I used to use the encyclopedia.
Ew.
I had to go to a neighbor's house and look at
the dictionary.
There was something else. Today was the anniversary of something else I thought that kind of stood out.
Guess not.
Maybe I was wrong. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. Nothing.
They should put a birthday cake on the Google search page today.
On the Google search page, it says G25GLE. So they replaced the O's with
the
25.
Yeah, that's
dumb. Yeah. How did you not know that?
Stupid.
Alexis. Stupid. Are y'all more inclined to buy Kraft macaroni and cheese if it's shaped like SpongeBob?
Oh yeah, the shapes always taste better. They always taste better.
That's not true.
They do. 100%. I don't know what it is about the shapes, but they always taste 10 times better.
To be fair, the texture is a little different.
Yeah, it is different. It's like hard, chewier or something. Harder, maybe. I don't know.
You would, Riggins? You'd buy the SpongeBob ones?
I wouldn't, but I see what they. It does. Yeah. I find that the shapes taste better.
Mm. But then why wouldn't you?
Because I'm not buying SpongeBob macaroni and cheese.
Even if you went through self-checkout?
Because you're not, in need of an adult.
Right.
You're not looking for your school bus, according to what animal is on the front window.
You do that?
Yeah. Find the bus with the monkey on it. That's your bus.
That's a good idea, actually.
Oh, God.
Well, they're bringing back the SpongeBob SquarePants macaroni and cheese shapes next month. Y'all got to wait a month.
Oh.
And Kraft says that there was, quote unquote, unprecedented demand. But then why don't they keep it all the time? Why is it a limited time and stuff? See, everybody's so, into it. Why not change it all to SpongeBob shapes? Don't even put out the old kind anymore.
It looks like they changed what shape it is. So, like, right now, I think it's turtles, Ninja Turtles.
Ooh, I bet those are good.
There you go, Riggins. Go get some Ninja Turtle mac and cheese.
Imagine being that millennial. It's like, I'm going to write him an email. Make sure we get SpongeBob back.
Yeah, unprecedented demand.
Put on some pants. Go outside. Not you, Rob.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, definitely. Rob does
need to cancel. He wouldn't write an email. He's not going through all that.
No, I just do without if something like that I loved so much.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And again, I think people act like they love mac and cheese more than they really do.
Stop.
Because it's trendy and everybody else loves it.
Mac and cheese is so good.
It's the
maybe
best
y'all don't,
dish.
But a lot of people do.
Best side dish ever.
Yeah, I was like, it always hits, no matter what.
All right.
You don't talk about millennials and their love of macaroni and cheese. That's too much.
I do say, Rob, I'm sorry, but I make sport of you pretty much every day at my house when you're not around, obviously. Anytime I'm watching TV and they show a promo for Paramount Plus, and they show clips of that Ninja Turtles movie, I always go, you know what? That's the best Ninja Turtles movie yet. Did you remember he said that?
It's oh, yeah. Best.
He said it's the best one yet. It really he was is. So excited. Remember the day after he saw that movie?
Did he cry in that one?
Did I cry? Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't remember what it would have been that made me cry, but
is it because your erection was lasting too long?
Yeah.
And it got painful? Do you get sexually excited by the turtles?
Now look, let's not start that. Let's not get that rumor out there.
No, you're not a furry or whatever.
Ew.
Got crying in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
I mean, I'm not 100% sure I did, but it's not out of the question.
I mean, I'm not 100% sure I did.
90% of a chance that he did.
I cried watching Blue Beetle.
What made you cry about Blue Beetle?
I don't want to ruin the story.
Yeah.
Nobody here is going to see Blue Beetle.
Well, somebody listening might.
But movie's been out of theaters for like 2 months.
I mean, you can ruin it for me. I don't get mad about stuff like that, but I will see
His dad dies in it.
And
Papa Beetle?
That's
not funny.
But, you know, being someone, Rob, who just recently lost your dad, I'm sure it did.
Right.
Yeah, so, keep pressuring him, Ace.
Yeah, Sarah, you forgot about that.
It did.
Aren't you glad you pressured him into... tell us what made you cry.
Tell us. You can't say something like that and throw that out there, then I go, I'm not going to tell you.
Ace is like, oh.
Damn. I'm not funny now, I don't feel bad.
I'm laughing at Riggins because Riggins feels bad because he's laughing at him. I don't feel bad about that.
Whoa.
You can't throw that out there. I mean, I hate it for Rob, but you can't throw that out there and go, well, I cried in Blue Beetle. Well, the next question's going to be why.
Yeah, and then he goes, I don't want to ruin it for people.
So he's not going to ruin it?
I mean, there's so many parallels between Blue Beetle and your life. Devastating. Devastating parallels.
Why don't you cry, wimp?
Oh, no. Talking about hating Christmas. Now he's laughing at Rob. We're dropping on the list, guys.
I hear it. I hear us clinking down.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're taking away votes now. People who voted for us are like, he's laughing at that. Oh, not funny. It's not funny.
Tell us why you were crying.
Nerd.
Okay,
nerd, tell us.
I'm about to be pissed off about that list. I'll sit over here quietly. That list has ruined my whole damn day.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
We don't need to be on no list.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Blue Beetle.
Exactly.
Was that George Lopez that was his father?
No, that was his... George Lopez was his uncle.
Okay. Ooh, George Lopez was really... he was funny in the trailer.
Yeah, he was his drunkle.
Yeah, he was a little...
You're getting a little old, man.
Who?
George Lopez.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was playing the part of an older person. I don't want to ruin it. Rob's so protective of it.
It's a good movie. People should see it.
It wasn't as good. You didn't enjoy that as much as Ninja Turtles?
No, Ninja Turtles set the bar real high, though.
I've heard that.
Yeah, you don't remember that, Riggins? He came in the next day and he was all defiant. He was like, well, it was the best Ninja Turtles movie yet. Like, don't mess with me. I'm telling you. It's the real deal.
So good.
Hey, Rob, do they still play the Vanilla Ice Ninja Turtle song in those movies or no?
No.
Oh, just that
go
one.
Ninja, go ninja, go.
Go ninja, go ninja, go.
Yeah, they probably retired that one.
Yeah. That's a shame.
And are they still ninja-ing people?
Yeah, they're
violent.
This is a start. They like started over in this one. Like it's them as young turtles.
Oh, they're probably so cute.
They're turtlelets.
What do you call that?
Turtle teens.
Well, they're already called teenage mutant.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh right. Wait.
I did the same thing.
And how old are they in this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie?
Give us just a.
I get it too.
Let's give us an age range from what to what.
Rob was very kind. He's like, well, it's called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He could have been mean about that one, it would have been like totally fine.
What did you say? From say 13 to 19? That's it.
I literally felt the light bulb go off in my head. Like, oh yeah, that's right.
You heard it click on. Like,
got it.
So is it a prequel or is it a reboot?
It's a reboot. Yeah.
Okay. That's one of those whole new concepts. Not new, but relatively new in the form of movies. It's like, well, we can't come up with anything to do. Tell you what, let's just pretend like we never did it and we'll go back to the beginning and start over again. And everybody goes, awesome.
Or
it's like, well, we've already got a story. We already have an origin story. We'll do it. We'll call it a reboot. We'll start over.
A lot of them are replacing old sequels. Like the newer Halloween movies take place after the first Halloween movie. So they cut out the other ones that used to be sequels.
Yeah, they pretend like the 13 that came after that one didn't happen. Like, this is technically, this is number two.
That's why Martin Scorsese is so pissed all the time. And he's trying to lead a movement against these, you know, cartoon movies and superhero movies and stuff.
Is he still beefing?
Yeah, more now. I mean, he's like really asking, you know, calling on other directors and everything to complain to their movie companies and all of that. Because, I mean, he's right, the quality of stuff. But if people are going to see it, you know?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious makes billions of dollars.
That's so crazy to me. Like, how?
Family. Yeah, how does it continue making money, Riggins, like that, Fast and Furious?
Well.
Tell us, Riggins. Why does Fast and Furious still continue to thrive?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of things that make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, go on the dark web. There's a lot. It's not great things make a lot of money. I don't know. I don't know why it makes a lot of money. People are interested in going to see it, just like these Marvel. I don't know that Fast and Furious is any different than any of those Marvel movies.
It's just fun.
Is it because, like, are there cool cars in it that you want to go see it just for the cars they're going to showcase?
Like, you can if you're into cars. Yeah, they're great. I don't know now. There used to be great cars.
I mean, it's all the same cars as it was before. So they're really just trying to do too much ridiculous stuff.
You're talking about like Lightning McQueen and them.
Lightning McQueen.
Later.
He got a damn Dodge Charger in all them movies.
Hell yeah.
Right. Did you cry during Fast and Furious?
Not since the seventh.
the seventh movie or the seventh of this month?
More than just regular funny, this is extra funny. There's more of Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast next.
They picked the right person to talk about this. Hangovers are the worst, but I don't get hangovers anymore. Not because I don't enjoy an occasional cocktail every once in a while, but because I've discovered liqueur. It's a drinking gummy to help you stay in good spirits after a few good spirits. See? Loaded with electrolytes, B vitamins to avoid fatigue, ginger root to fight nausea, and DHM to support your liver and alcohol metabolism. Save 15% on liqueur gummies by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and using promo code TJ at checkout. Say so long to hangovers with liqueur drinking gummies.
This is the only time Ace and TJ are proud to be a little bit extra. It's the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
You know, when you do so much on-demand things that we do, we'll get messages, direct messages, and our people commenting on what they're hearing at the time. And I always like going through and just finding the random messages and trying to remember what it was we were talking about that they would be, you know, commenting on. Like this fella just sent a direct message, said, "Try chili cheese Fritos."
I like those. So. Yeah. I like and those then, messages.
Lady named Brandy says, "Bitches love Britney. You're being weird, Ace." What is that about?
So I guess something we talked about yesterday.
Yeah, that was your one of your things. The people who like Britney was what it's labeled as here.
People who like Britney.
That's what it says. That's what he wrote. It was called.
Bitches who like Britney.
People.
No, she said. This lady said bitches.
I know what it was. It was when I said yesterday that I find it weird. Like sometimes, like when you see Britney doing things like dancing in front of three mirrors in a stripper outfit on a pole in a room, that there are these people that follow me on Instagram that I don't know them. I just see them. And I was like, they seem like very sweet, classy women. And then I saw that it has their names, and you know, 600,000 other people liked this video. And I was like, oh, I was disappointed that they liked that particular video of Britney dancing in that tiny outfit, sluttily in her room.
And you didn't like it?
Sluttily?
I didn't. I know that quote unquote bitches like Britney. I get it. I was just like, oh man, don't like that one. It looks like she's having a breakdown or something.
We love her.
Yeah. And Leslie says, seagulls are nothing but scavengers. They're disgusting.
It's true, though.
But I'll take that comment any day, because no matter what, I'm going to agree with that.
Mm-hmm. You got a vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Vendetta.
Yeah, when we went down to the beach, I told my friend's kid to, like, as a game to ward off the seagulls. So anytime they would get close, I'm like, all right, you got to do your job. Come on. And he would, like, run. I'm like, good. Because if they see you eating, they'll start getting close now. Even if they just see you eating.
I talked to a lady yesterday who was telling me last year she and her kids were on vacation. They were in New York City, and they were doing something to go to, like, the ferry to go out to the around the Statue of Liberty. And the kids were throwing stuff up for they were eating sandwiches. The kids were throwing stuff up for the birds to catch, the seagulls or whatever. And she told them to stop. And she went to put a bite of food in her mouth, and it swooped in and actually got her on the lip, and her lip was bleeding. And she said that she was furious with her kids, who were teenagers, because they didn't follow directions, because that she would have had that happen.
Yep.
But it dove down and tried to take the food out of her mouth and got her on the lip, and made her lip bleed.
Yeah. The seagulls are very sexually aggressive.
Ew. What?
Like trying to kiss that woman.
That's disgusting.
Biting her lip.
I'll eat those seagulls. Can you eat seagulls? Is that illegal?
Yeah, you can't even hurt them.
What? You're not allowed to hurt them. There's so many of them.
I know. Yep. It's dumb.
Oh, my God.
Maybe something about, you know, shooting on the beach or something. I don't know.
Well, I hit it.
They tend to frown on that.
You'd have to shoot them?
You can use a slingshot.
I don't know how you hunt birds. I'm just
curious. With a shotgun. That's how you hunt ducks and stuff.
I bet they're good, too.
A seagull?
Yeah. They're probably salty, actually.
They're like scavengers. They eat crap.
Well, so do catfish, and they're delicious. That's
true. I love a fried catfish.
Mm-hmm. And ain't nothing nastier than a hog.
You know what? You're damn right.
Yeah. Slop. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Why don't we eat the seagulls?
I don't know. Simri, why can we not eat as many Canadian geese as we want to? There's no way they're endangered.
Anymore. No. They're everywhere.
It's a damn menace.
We need to redo the list.
What list?
Of animals that we can eat.
Protected species?
Okay. Yeah.
You want to hunt eagles?
No, not eagles. But I'll eat a seagull.
I would try it.
I would try it at least.
I wouldn't try it.
It's probably good fried. It has already a nice little brine to it.
Yeah. I'd be all up on it.
I wouldn't eat a pigeon, though.
You would?
No.
I would.
I feel like they're the same.
I'd eat a dove, so I'd eat a pigeon.
Doves are cute, though. And I like the noise they make.
You would eat a dove?
Yeah.
Do people eat
dove? Dove hunting is a huge thing, in Louisiana.
It's
the kickoff of hunting season.
Are they all white?
No.
Are they gray dove? Are they like,
yeah, they're gray. Okay. They're not like prince's doves.
Yeah, I would have a much easier time eating a gray dove than a white dove. Yeah. I'd be like, I feel like that's like sacrilegious almost. It's weird.
I don't want to eat a dove, though.
The internet says that seagulls taste like fish.
Yeah, I would imagine, because that's all they eat.
Unless what about a flamingo? Would you eat a flamingo?
No.
I would eat a flamingo's neck.
Flamingo.
Give me a fried flamingo neck. No. I'd be all on it.
Would you eat a peacock?
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Why?
Because they're too pretty.
No, you don't eat the feathers.
We should just eat ugly animals. That's it. And cute ones, we don't eat them. So, like, the furry cows, we don't eat those. But, like, the ugly ones, those are okay for good steaks.
The cows that always have poop on them.
Yeah, get those.
We'll eat you.
Apparently, can you eat a flamingo is, like, the top search when you type, can you eat a...
Flamingo?
Really?
I got a whole gang of them shits back there.
Yeah, and when you say can, are they saying that it's edible or that it's legal? That's when I say can you, I want to know if it's legal.
I feel like eating a flamingo seems not legal.
It is not legal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, it wouldn't.
And who makes about the rules? Who decided, okay, this is going to be illegal to eat, this is legal?
The federal law.
Liberals.
That government. The liberals?
It says migratory birds are protected.
The liberals are probably going to want us to not eat any animals. They're going to start making it illegal to eat anything.
But then
plants. Just look like the Canadian geese are everywhere, but I think they're still protected some way or another. It's like, if you want more of an animal, start eating it. And then people, if they can make money off of it, will start producing them. Like those California condors, we should have been eating them a long time ago. We'd have a ton of them now.
Is that a bird too?
Mm-hmm. Same with those pandas.
No, you can't eat the pandas.
I would tear a panda up. No, you up.
Don't even say that.
What about a sloth?
No, and they probably don't taste good. They look like pandas? Sloths.
Oh.
It'd probably be like those, what is it? The one that the cows that are like kept in confinement their whole life, like at the beginning stages, what are they called? Veal, is that it?
Veals are baby cows.
Mm-hmm. Baby cows, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sloths just look too rough. Like they look like coconut. They got coconut shells.
And I mean, you could hunt one with a hammer. I mean, they're not that hard. Right, you know, they're not exactly what you would call crafty. Yeah. But I bet if it could swipe you with those old long-ass nails, though, it would kill you.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't.
What about a crow?
TJ's not the good person to ask for this, because he's, like, down to eat anything.
Oh, he'll eat any. I mean, they're from Louisiana. He's talking about eating pandas. He'll eat whatever.
It's crazy. There's got to be, like, a happy medium in things that we can start exploring.
Would you? He won't eat a puppy. He won't eat a puppy, right?
I would never want to do that. I mean, but if I'm starving...
You're gonna eat a puppy?
If I were starving,
are you kidding me? I would starve with the puppy. I'm not eating the puppy, no, dude.
Okay, well then you can. You
are
can
you
die,
crazy? But, I would eat a grown-up dog before I ate a puppy.
You let your cat Khaleesi come around me if I'm starving. No. You know, if we didn't, you know, gotten full on into, you know, communism and all, like we're headed, and everybody's destitute.
You're not eating my cat.
I'll eat Khaleesi so fast.
No.
You realize that if you were in that situation where neither of you had food, the cat would eat you.
No, she's not going to eat me.
Okay, sure.
She's not.
But, I mean, mostly, though, I would try any type of meat for the most part. But you know, with except, like, I don't want to eat a puppy or a cat or anything like
household
that.
Household pets.
Yeah, but a sloth and somebody, you know, I'm over there where sloths are. Wherever that is, overseas somewhere.
Far
in Brazil, or wherever they are, in Australia. And they said, hey, we got some sloth here. Kangaroo, would you eat a kangaroo?
They eat them like crazy
in Australia. They eat them.
They probably are good.
There are probably too many over there.
I don't think the meat would be tough.
Yeah, because they're strong.
Yeah, not out of like morality. I just think it would not be good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little kangaroo soup.
I can't believe you haven't eaten anything exotic like that, Alexis, as much as you claim to be a food connoisseur.
The craziest, all of that. I've had a bison burger.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy? No,
slow down.
You
had to go to the grocery store for that.
Got on with that one.
Every big city grocery store has bison.
Do they really?
I think Arby's has a bison burger.
I'm
pretty sure.
It's the Ace and TJ show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.